John Jessop.
My guest today is Finlay Morton. How are you, Finlay?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm good.
You're doing okay.
Well, I'm still alive, anyway.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, that's darn good, that, because you know, at least I'm talking to somebody. Then, you know, that's one thing. I tell you what, mate, you've got a great song there. In which one am I playing? I've just played Seven Wonders.
Seven Wonders, yeah. Oh, that's nice of you to say so. Thank
yeah.
you.
What's the background on this one, Finlay?
I don't really know, to be honest. It's just one of those things. Songs just sort of pop out from time to time, and I was watching one of those TV documentary things on a Saturday morning about. And it was about the pyramids, and I just got thinking about the, where does all that lead?
One of the seven wonders of the world, eh? Is that it?
Indeed. There you go. Yeah.
So, I'm just looking through different things when I was looking up your bio there. You know, this is coming from, am I right in saying, coming from an EP or from an LP that's in the offing?
Yeah, a bit of both, actually. So it's going to be... An EP that's going to be available on vinyl. Unfortunately, the pressings are somewhere between Hungary and here, apparently, and have been travelling for about 4 months. So it's only out sort of on a digital basis at the moment. But there'll be a three track vinyl of it coming your way soon, and hopefully once we can all sort of get into a studio together again, we can get maybe an album's work done.
Wow, I mean that's quite quirky, isn't it? Putting a three-track EP onto vinyl, Finlay.
I'm so fed up of everything being digital, if I'm honest, and you know I like the fact that people are kind of getting back to vinyl because it. You know, it sounds so much better.
I like the feel of vinyl, you know, Finlay, and
yeah.
I like to yeah. when you put the needle on the that's a great track. When you put the needle on the record, you know, you can actually hear the and you're ready then, aren't you?
Yeah. No, it's great, and it's great that people are getting back to appreciating that. I mean, people don't realize how much. Signal is lost when you put it onto a CD, and then there's another 20% of it goes when you stick it on an MP3. So, like, you're not actually hearing, you know, your favorite bands spend all this time making things sound amazing, and
no.
then you wipe off 40% of the
yeah.
signal. It drives people mad. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So, am I right in thinking is this your third album that you're working on now? Then once you can get back into a studio.
No, I've done four albums and an EP, so it'll be the fifth one.
Oh, right, okay. I'm a little bit behind there then, because I've got the Back to Basics, and I've sorted that one out, and I did a bit of ferreting down the line where you were where you had Steve Hackett from Genesis on one of your tracks, and that's going back.
Yeah.
That's going back 8 years, that, Finlay.
Yeah, I know. It's time flies when you're skint. that was
cool.
Getting Steve to play on that was really cool.
I know. I must have. So that's 8 years ago. Originally,
yeah.
you fall out of Aberdeen, don't you?
Yes, many moons ago. So I played in a band up there, and we all decided that London was paved with gold, and we all jumped in a van and came to London and were completely broke for 5 years.
It wasn't paved with gold. No.
Yeah.
Are you still with the band, Finlay, or is it just you now at the moment?
Well, it's me and a sort of select bunch of my mates, and it's basically been exactly the same people that have played on all my records and all the live bits. We did the last album I did was called Only Half Alive, so it was half of it was from a live show and half of it was studio tracks.
Clever.
We thought so at the time. It sounds a bit twee now, but there you go. But that was a we did a sort of showcase event in the BBC club in London. So that was a recording from that.
So where does the door open now for Finlay? You know, I mean, we're getting closer to the 21st of June. You know, is your diary starting to get full again, or are you doing gigs, or have you got gigs booked in, or do you do mini festivals? What floats your boat, Finlay?
Yeah, I need really to get some more recording done before I start even thinking of that. And if I'm honest, I can't see the live scene picking up properly until next summer. So that's really going to be my target, is, you know, get some new material done, and look at doing some shows probably next May, June time.
Mm. Have you done any of this Facebook Live stuff, Finlay?
I haven't, only because I don't know which buttons to press.
That's okay.
No, I haven't got in on that. I mean, I've seen lots of people doing it.
Yes.
I think it's a great thing to do, and you know, anything that gets people involved and interested.
Well, it keeps you in the forefront as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a good way for, you know, new artists to get their face around, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
It's been quite good for some people, you know.
I know. Do you find it easy to write, Finlay?
If I sit down and say, right, I'm going to write a song, nothing happens. And then if I just sit down and sort of plonk along, you know, the guitar, so something usually pops out. And when it comes to lyrics, it might just be something that somebody says that sets me off. And I'm one of these people that makes sort of furious notes all the time when I hear people talking about things. So I might use a sentence of something that somebody said to me like 3 months ago.
Wow.
And it just sets off a train somewhere.
I
don't quite know where it comes from. It's just sort of in the ether somewhere.
I know, yeah, and I can understand what you're saying. So we know where the Seven Wonders have come from. We know where that's going to. Is it so obvious, the next song, Raise a Glass?
Raise a Glass comes from quite a sad thing. It comes from my big brother died of cancer. It's a thing about the last few months of that. But it could equally apply to, you know, people who have lost people to COVID and So the chorus is, raise a glass to the ones who didn't make it. So that's kind of where it's come from.
Blimey, that's heavy stuff, that, mate. Heavy stuff.
Well, it's probably a bit heavy for a Tuesday afternoon.
No, not at all. Because I'm just going to blow that right out of the water by saying I'm so pleased that some of the people that were influencing you was Neil Young and Little Feat.
Oh yeah, well, they were introduced to me by my big brother Doug, who's the one that died. He used to run a record shop in Aberdeen.
Oh right, okay.
And so he was always going, listen to this, it's brilliant. And I'd go, oh God, okay. you know, Little Feat, Neil Young, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers,
yes.
You know, all that kind of vibe. Very very much, you know, American influenced I was.
And still are.
And still am, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been out there, I've done like three sort of radio tours out there where, you know, we just, me and Greg, the guitar player, we go and jump in a car and then drive thousands and thousands and thousands of miles.
As you do.
as you do. And, God, it's such a big place, America. Cool. But we did sort of radio... You know, radio shows where we would turn up and play a couple of songs with acoustic guitars, and then get in the car and drive another 1,000 miles, do the same. So
wow,
it was quite fun out there. Yeah.
Did you ever get up to this neck of woods, Finlay, in Liverpool?
I haven't been for a while. I feel like I really owe you a visit.
Well, when you do, make sure you put a couple of vinyl EPs under your arm and come into our station.
Absolutely, I will. There's if you wanted to get your listeners to have a wee competition, I'll get a signed one up for whoever gets this. But on the Seven Wonders, I've missed out one of the wonders. So if you can get people to tell you which one it is, I'll give you a signed EP.
Okay, well, that's a great one, that, mate. And we're going to end with the interview and I'll play Seven Wonders. It is a fantastic song, Finlay, and I really do wish you all the best with it. Best of luck with the EP, and let's hope you come up to Liverpool and come up to our station and enjoy an afternoon with us.
I definitely will. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Finlay. You take care, my friend.
Cheers, John.
Yeah, here we go. Bye-bye now.
On air, online, on your smart speaker and on your mobile. This is Liverpool Live.